It's 12:01, time for us to take a look at some state and local headlines here on WMOT. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. Governor Haslam not backing down after a federal judge temporarily blocked his efforts to clear protesters off of Legislative Plaza. Protesters were granted a restraining order Monday, barring the state from making further arrests after more than 50 of their number were taken into custody on the plaza over the weekend by state troopers. In a news conference yesterday, Governor Haslam did not admit defeat or to any mistake.
This isn't about winning a legal argument. It really is about we have a responsibility for safety. And we had a condition on the plaza where we had multiple people come and ask us saying, we don't feel safe here. We had state workers saying, you know, we're cleaning up human waste every morning. Even the group itself, like I said, he was saying, would you help on this?
The governor went on to note that the restraining order is only temporary. The two sides will be back in court November 21st. Word today that a group of Occupy Wall Street protesters in Chattanooga will not challenge a city-imposed curfew there. Protesters had been warned by police and city officials yesterday that they would face arrest if they camped out at Ross's Landing past the city's existing 10:30 p.m. curfew. An autopsy apparently did not clear up questions about the death of a Manchester man. According to the Manchester Times, 59-year-old Jimmy Olmsted was found dead last week near Coop Road at Bellbuckle by two men scouting places to hunt deer. The remains were discovered about 500 yards from a pond where Olmsted had last been seen fishing. The results of an autopsy performed Monday are reportedly inconclusive. Bedford County Sheriff's Captain Tony Barrett says the death is being treated as a homicide. The suspicions of the two hunters who discovered the body were aroused when they came across Olmsted's poodle in the woods. They discovered Olmsted's remains nearby. Nissan is interviewing for 1,100 new workers at their Smyrna plant. The Tennessee Department of Labor is hosting the event at the Embassy Suites on Conference Center Boulevard. Spokesman T.J. Scher was on hand this morning at 9 when the job fair got underway.
The lines wrapped around the building here. Over 1,000 people already that have lined up this morning. So we plan on probably seeing at least 3,000 people today. They're hiring for mainline production. Is predominantly we have picker packers, forklift drivers, part sorter positions.
The positions need to be filled by the end of February. Nissan will also be hiring for other warehouse and production support jobs over the next 18 months. Today's job fair continues until 2 this afternoon. A Fort Campbell soldier is among four who were killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. The Defense Department says 38-year-old Sergeant James M. Darrow of Austin, Texas, was assigned to the 101st Finance Company. He died Saturday in Kabul when the vehicle he was in was attacked. Darrow is survived by his parents as well as his wife, two sons, and a daughter. Fort Campbell holds a monthly Eagle Remembrance Ceremony to honor fallen Screaming Eagles. The next ceremony will be held November 9th at 4 p.m. The multimedia experience Freedom Sings opens this afternoon at 2:20 in the Tucker Theater here on the Middle Tennessee State University campus. Freedom Sings is a celebration of America's protest music, banned and censored songs. The show debuted at the Bluebird Cafe in 1999 and now tours nationwide. Before the show, you can take a look at some of the original media featured in the program, courtesy of MTSU's Center for Popular Music. The center's Dale Cockrell says American protest music goes back much further than you might think.
There'll be things in there that people will be surprised about, you know, songs against slavery in the 1840s and songs about the plight of American Indians in the 1880s and other things of that nature. Protest music is, there's a long tradition in American music.
After the show, you can join a panel discussion on the First Amendment's importance to free expression and creativity in music.